7:15 now. That tropical weather is not going to affect us, so we can relax for the next 7 days. I think they gave us the all clear yesterday, right? 7 days? Yeah. But otherwise, hot and humid. Chance for showers. Not as miserably, brutally hot as it was last week, so thank goodness for that. Jeff Palermo joins us now. WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director, and our good friend. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing well, Tommy. How's things with you?
Yeah, well, everything's good. Tell me about those LSU Tigers, and let's talk about, I guess we'll talk with preseason poll that's out?
Yeah, the preseason coaches poll came out yesterday, and LSU's ranked ninth. So the way you probably can look at it is, hey, there's 12 teams that get into the college football playoff, and at least based on this poll by the coaches, LSU should be one of those teams that gets in there. Most of the teams that made the college football playoff last year are ranked among the top eight or so. Clemson, who LSU will face in the preseason or the season opener, they're ranked six. Texas, Ohio State, 1-2, and those two teams actually play each other in Columbus, Ohio to open up the season. Alabama ranked just ahead of LSU at number eight. And that's kind of how it was also when you look at the SEC preseason media poll. It was Alabama just ahead of LSU. So LSU kind of on the outside looking in when it comes to the real elite teams of college football. When you talk about the likes of Texas and Alabama, and you know, you throw Penn State in there, Penn State's ranked very high in this poll, a team that made the playoffs a season ago. They're ranked third. Georgia's ranked fourth. So, again, LSU kind of out on the outside looking in, but, you know, LSU's got time here. They got 12 games here to show that they are truly one of the best teams in the country.
Tell me about Harold Perkins Jr. It's a true story. In high school football, you know, I'm there lined up. We're doing some field goal stuff or whatever, and the coach turned to me on the last day of practice and says, and I'll never forget this, he says, you know what, man, I'm sorry. I think we coached you down 10 or 15 yards. That's a true story. And I wonder about Harold Perkins Jr. with – the way the coaches have handled him, what have you seen from him in practice? What are the plans for him this year? Because it seems as though they did kind of coach him down last year. At least that's just my opinion.
Well, they had him play in a position that really isn't where he's able to flourish, and that was that inside linebacker. It was their second go-around. They tried it again after they tried it for one game his sophomore season. They tried again last year and still really wasn't making as much of an impact as he was, or at least the big splash plays. That's what you were looking for. That's what made Harold Perkins a well-known commodity in college football, was his ability to create turnovers, get in the backfield, tackles for loss, quarterback hits, sacks, whatever it may be. They took that game, that part of the game away from him in trying to make him an inside linebacker. So this season they decided to play him in the star position, which is kind of a hybrid safety position in the LSU's defense. So that allows him to rush the passer. It also allows him to go back in coverage. And he had a huge day yesterday. He intercepted Garrett Nussmeier. He got in the backfield on another play where, and it forced Nussmeier to get rid of the ball quickly. He made another play behind the line of scrimmage for a tackle for a loss. And those are the kind of things that you're looking for out of Harold Perkins. And what you want to see out of him in these big games that LSU has littered throughout their entire schedule is that when Harold Perkins is right and is healthy and is playing in the position for him to make a difference, you want to see him make three or four plays during the course of the game that are difference-making plays, whether it's an interception, whether it's a quarterback hurry, knocking a pass down at the line of scrimmage. Just doing something. Mm-hmm. Before they were trying to get him in the, you know, they thought play him in the middle of the field, he'd be more involved in everything. But the problem he had was shedding blockers, and he just got kind of lost out there. Wasn't big enough to handle all that traffic over in the middle of the field. Now you get him more out open in space, and he's able to make plays. So he was able to do it in practice. Obviously, the big question is, can he do it on Saturday afternoons and Saturday nights?
Is it more reminiscent of his first year, what he's doing now?
Well, that's exactly what they're hoping for. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would say
because he was a force season, in his first year. He was a force.
He was a force. He was a different. I mean, the only reason why they beat Arkansas that year was because of Harold Perkins. The offense was in a malaise that day. It was not a very good day for Jaden Daniels. It was cold. The only reason why they won that game was because of all the game-changing plays he made on defense. They don't beat Ole Miss that season. Even Lane Kiffin said in the postgame that the game changed once Harold Perkins got into the football game. Mm-hmm. You know, even in his sophomore season, made a big interception against Missouri right before half when LSU was really struggling, and it turned the momentum of the game, and LSU rallied and came back to beat Missouri. So that's exactly what you're looking out of him. I mean, it's you know, he's not going to be he's not going to be a guy, I think, that's going to rack up 8 or 9 tackles or something like that as a linebacker. But can you get 3 or 4 really big play game, big plays out of him? Momentum? Can he get a momentum shifting play out of the guy? That's what you're looking for. You're hoping to get that, especially against the really tough games. And when you really need a play, you need Harold Perkins to make it.
He was there making year one. We'll take a break. Pick it up with Jeff. We come back 7:21. You got any questions, comments about LSU football, you can text them in. The Oakland Heart Jeweler talk and text line at 504-260-1870. I'll pass them along when we come back. Right now, time for traffic on WWL. All right, 7:27 now. Talking to Jeff Palermo. Here on WWL, WWL.com, columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. To paraphrase Lloyd Benson, I don't know Jaden Daniels, but Garrett Nussmeier is no Jaden Daniels, never will be. However, we are expected to see him be a little bit more mobile this year, are we not?
That's the plan. He's built his body to maybe take on a little bit more contact outside of the pocket. The thing that's being stressed to him is, you know, make sure to play is no more, you know, no less than a zero, meaning either, you know, don't try to force passes into tight coverages that lead to interceptions. He threw 12 of them last year. Maybe instead of throwing it, just tuck it, run, try to pick up a yard or two and live to see another day, to another play, if you would, and try to just keep the drive going instead of trying to play hero ball. Now, you know, they have a way to, you know, chart these guys as far as how fast they're running and so forth. And, you know, Brian Kelly says he's up to 21 miles per hour, which is ridiculous. I mean, that's Jaden Daniels type speed. So I don't know if that's, if that's actually accurate, because that's really, we all know how fast Jaden Daniels is.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea is for Garrett Nussmeier, who is really comfortable in the pocket. I think that is one of the reasons why he was a little bit reluctant to run last year, is because his comfort zone is in the pocket, not much of a guy as a scrambler and trying to avoid tackles downfield and all that. But he's learned that, or at least he's been taught that, hey, you need to try to run the ball a little bit more and just be a little bit more of a dimension. And if you know, you go back to Joe Burrow's Heisman Trophy season in 2019, Burrow ran for about 300 yards or so. So, you know, what you're hoping is, you know, you're not asking Nussmeier to rush for 1,000 yards like Daniels did, but, you know, could he run for 100 or 200 yards this season and, you know, pick up first downs or, you know, minimize negative plays by just running for a yard or two?
Text comes in, wants to know about the LSU kicking game.
Now, that's a good question. Well, Damian Ramos is very, very I don't think there's anything to really worry about him. I mean, he's been very good for LSU here the last couple of seasons, and I think they feel very good about Ramos as the kicker. You know, punter has been a position, though, that LSU's just kind of struggled to find people to see if that they can get somebody. You know, they kind of went between two different guys last year, and they didn't really get the results that they were hoping for. So I still think that's a bit of a position that you're still trying to figure out. You know, based on what they're seeing at practice, I think they're still looking for some more consistency there. I mean, Aaron Burrell is a guy that certainly can kick the ball and on kickoffs and kick it out of the end zone. He's been really good when it comes to that. And I mentioned Ramos, but Badger Hargett was the guy they brought in, was one of the guys that they've brought in, and they're looking for a little more consistency out of him. And it's just, I don't know. I think that is something to kind of keep an eye on. It's one of those positions that you're not exactly sure. Grant Chadwick was the punter they brought in from Middle Tennessee. But, you know, based on what we're seeing, that's still an inconsistent spot on this LSU roster.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it as always. You can find Jeff's stuff at WWL.com. He's a WWL columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. We'll talk with Rosalind Cook, an adjunct professor of political science at Tulane, about the mayoral race when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News. Minute late for that, we go to Ian Ozan.